It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Okay, so let me give you guys the update on the reality TV show, okay? Let me reset this real quickly for our new Bird Show listeners. So months ago, I and a group of my friends were approached by a producer for reality TV shows. She was the same producer, creator of Real Housewives of Atlanta. So she has some credibility behind her.
Can you say her name?
Yeah, it's Princess. And that's her real name, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
And in the reality TV show world, she is very well respected. So when she approached me and she said, look, I think you and this core group of friends of you guys would be great for a reality TV show. What do you think about it? I went home and I talked to my wife about it. Because there's only a couple of guys in my group that have kids and are in the same sort of place in life that I am. So it wasn't an easy decision. It wasn't like, I'm in. Let's do it.
Right.
You have to take into consideration the kids. Then you have to compile all the data. Like, are the cameras going to be in the house all the time? How much time is it going to consume? Because we have to do the Burt Show here, and I spend a lot of time doing that also. So there were a lot of things to take into consideration.
It's a second job.
She said approach it like it's a second job.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, because you got to do so much. Like, if you watch any reality TV show, you know that it's just more than being there and having the cameras on mm-hmm. you. Sometimes you have to comment on things that happened in the past, and you got to sit in a studio. It's just really time consuming.
Or they'll reshoot a scene. Like, say you came in here one day, and they were shooting in the studio, and you and Jeff get into some argument. And what they didn't capture it the right way, so they would be like, okay,
fight again.
We're gonna have you come back in and fight again, literally.
Right.
I mean, you have to reshoot scenes of your life, so it's based on reality, but it's not really reality.
So there are a whole bunch of things to take into consideration, and my attitude towards this whole thing has been this, is that if you sign up for a reality TV show, you have to assume that every secret that you have is gonna be exposed. You can't go in there thinking, well, I could probably hide this, I could probably hide that. That has to be your mentality. So my wife and I talked about it quite a bit, and every day I was sort of waffling back and forth. Should I do it? Should I not do it? Because I would hang out with my boys, and everybody was so excited about doing it, and I'd get all swept up in that, and I'd say, yeah, you guys are right. We're doing this thing. Then I'd get home, and I'd talk to my wife, and then we would talk more realistically about it, and I'm like, no, baby, you're right. I'm not doing this. then I'd go and hang out with my guys, and I'm like, yes, we're in a kick ass.
But wait a minute, it came up somewhere with your wife, and she was like, yeah, we're doing it.
Yeah, she was more excited about it than I was, actually.
So she couldn't have been talking you out of it that much.
No, I think it was just more like the reality of it. Like,
right.
Okay.
Taking away time from the kids and this and that, right?
Right. And my wife's attitude, I think, is that it could have helped out our charity. My wife feels like she's got a message also because she was hooked on pain medications for 5 years and she got over that and she's clean and sober now. So I think she feels like she could have used the show as a springboard to other people.
She record one of those meth commercials if she wants to.
She's in one, actually.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, is she the person who beats her friend with a stick?
That's why I have the veneers, man.
See, that could be taken out of context, though, if the cameras were rolling.
Look, there are a million different angles. So my wife and I really said, look, let's just sort of put this in the back of our heads and let's not even really think about it until we have to think about it. Because me and my friends went to my friend's restaurant one night and Princess was there with all the cameras and they sort of shot like almost a pilot episode. We all sat around, we had some drinks, and we just BS'd like guys do.
Don't they usually do like a teaser? Like it's almost like shorter than a pilot. They do like a teaser and then send it out and see if anybody bites on it, right?
Maybe that's what this night was for, because we spent probably 3 hours there all hanging out, just talking and just hanging out like dudes do.
Mm-hmm.
So they shot that, and from what I understand, that's when you start, like you say, pitching it to other networks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really kind of where the communication stopped with me and the producer of the show, Princess, that I knew it was being shopped, but there was nothing to tell. And like Jeff told us, it takes months for anybody in Hollywood or anyone in L.A. to react to anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just lingered and lingered and lingered. And these guys, the staff has been teasing me now for months, saying that I'm shooting it and I haven't told them about it.
Because it did. It just disappeared. And I'm like, wait a second. Wait a second.
Wait a minute, you rascally reality rabbit.
And we also know from talking to people like Deanna Pappas or anybody who's been on reality TV.
She's from The Bachelorette.
That you sign like ironclad, super thick contracts that you won't say anything.
Not before the show. Like, I haven't had to sign anything yet.
Well, but before the show, the show was going on.
We thought it was going on, and you weren't allowed to talk about it. That fed into the conspiracy theory, is all I'm saying.
Because we may have trust issues on The Burke Show. I don't know, but I just feel like.
Well, what actually happened?
I might have been guilty of creating some of those, I admit.
Melissa, what actually happened was Bert signed up for it, but you've been on a reality TV show. We all had a bet, and you lost it. You didn't even know it.
Because I lose every bet on The Bert Show.
But wouldn't you guys have known that? Like, if I was cruising around town, rocking it with all my friends, cameras would be around, and you guys would be getting tweets, and you'd be getting emails from people saying, look, I saw him this weekend, and he had a ton of cameras around.
Yeah, but you're sneaky.
It's a secret location.
And I'm a little man. You just put me in your pocket. You'd never even see me. All right, so there has been nothing to tell, and I promised you guys I wouldn't keep giving you guys updates if there was nothing to tell. But now I got a solid for you.
Okay.
All right.
All right, this is the email that came from Princess. It says, hey there, long time no talk.
Okay.
That's exactly what I told you guys. I haven't had any contact with
you. Wow, because it's printed on a piece of paper. It came from Princess, and we believe it. It's ironclad contract right there.
Dude, I've sworn on my children. And that's all it says.
With fingers crossed.
That's it.
Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Great.
That's it. It says, talk to you later. No, it says, I didn't want to jump the gun as I know that this is going to be on the radio tomorrow. Nah.
Hey, Princess.
She writes, LOL, which makes me nervous. But anyhow, so our top three networks have all passed on the show.
Hmm. Okay.
They are just not ready to try an all-male docuseries. This kind of thing happens all the time, and it's part of the game. The best producer or production company can pitch an idea, and it doesn't get picked up. We have a few other networks that have expressed interest, but as long as the creative vision is still there, I'm open. I will likely go ahead and film the pilot independently through Loft 22, which I think is her production company.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to still include you if you're still open. By the way, I picked you from the start, which was always sort of a question. None of the guys, there was like seven dudes,
mm-hmm.
and I think we thought that the cast was going to be five, so we didn't know who was really going to be cut or not. So she addresses that in the email. By the way, I picked you from the start, but in respecting the process, I stayed mum. I think you'd be great for TV, just saying. And that was pretty much it.
Awesome. Congratulations on being part of the show.
There is no show.
There's going to be a pilot.
To doing a pilot.
Well, I'm at the same place now that I was then. Seriously. I know you guys don't believe this, so I almost don't even want to waste my breath on it. But I still...
Go ahead.
If it was pitched tomorrow, I still would have a decision to make. I still don't know if she came to me yesterday and said, it is on. Bravo. Picked it up. We ready to go? There's no telling that I would have said yes to that. I know you guys don't believe that.
But
I know you don't.
But Stacey has already said yes.
That doesn't mean it's going to happen.
No.
No. I promise you. And I'm looking at the skeptical eyes. I'm just saying,
name one time that Stacey hasn't gotten her way with you.
In a couple of weeks when I play in that celebrity softball game.
Oh, okay. So it hasn't happened yet, but it might.
No, it wasn't a decision. This is a decision that we'll have to make together. So, but inevitably, at the end of the day, if I don't want to do the show, even if Stacey says, let's do it, if I say, look, I'm just not into it, man. There are just too many risks involved. Stacey has already told me that she'll respect that. That's cool. Let's just move on with our lives. Things are really good with us right now, man. They're really good. We got everything fairly under control. And part of the decision process would be, do I want to stir that up? Because, you know, they need drama for reality TV shows.
Yeah, until you said earlier, though, you're like, I'm ready for a new challenge.
And my wife is, she's hot-headed and controlling, man. I mean, I could see a scenario where they get her in a room with a whole bunch of these other dudes' wives and mix it up. And I don't know that I want that. So
I don't think they need the other dudes' wives. I think they can put her in a room with the other dudes.
Or just the other dudes, yeah.
And just show her the footage of what you guys all did the night before. Wouldn't that be fun?
It could happen. It could absolutely happen. So as I stand here today, if she writes me an email in a couple of weeks and says the same thing, look, it looks like it's going to be picked up. Do you want to do it? I can't tell you guys yes or no yet because I really just don't know.
But you still got to be flattered that she said, I picked you from the start.
Absolutely.
That's
I'm a competitive
a huge
guy.
Compliment. That's
yeah.
Cool,
I'm a competitive
you know?
Guy.
You got to feel good about that.
Yeah. I wanted the option to be able to say no.
Yeah.
but as of today, that's it.
Okay.
So I'm not exactly sure which networks she's already pursued, which one she's going to pursue in the future. But in the next couple of months, if there are any updates, I promise you I'll let you in on it.
Well, it sounds like, yeah, that she wants to film a pilot so that she can have a product to show. Because obviously, if it was a pitch with an idea, they didn't go for it. So this way, she's like, look, let me show you what it would look like. So you'll be in part of a pilot here soon, I'm sure.
And I also think that if she comes back to me in a couple of weeks and says, okay, I really think it's time to shoot the pilot, I would handle that the same way as if she said, we're going to do the show. I'd have to say either, okay, then I'm in or not. Because you can't agree to do the pilot and then back out when the network says yes. Mm-hmm. So maybe that happens in a couple of weeks.
Hey, if I just got a text message from your orthopedic surgeon, would you like me to read it to you?
Oh, boy.
Is this about the celebrity softball game?
Yeah. Because I believe you said on the air, you know, in a few weeks when I play in that celebrity softball game.
Go ahead. That means we're going to have to reset this whole thing.
I didn't just hear him right, did I? He's going to play in that softball game. I didn't just hear him right.
It's weeks away. Just another decision I got to make. I'll consult with the family. We'll see if it's right for all of us. And then I'll decide to play in it.
I think you're...
It's a week and a half away.
Yeah, I think your surgeon already weighed in.
And his wife.
You know what? I'm just going to write him back. I'm going to give him Stacy's number.
You're on The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I have been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.